WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I'm using the purple skies because it's draft week. Apparently, at some point, we're going to get an NFL schedule around here. All of our conversations brought to you by our friends at Wise Markets. The intelligent conversations have become wise conversations. We have wise sponsors around here. Like my friend Leonard Raskin, who was, I don't know, it was a very wise move on your part to invite me out to your golf tournament on Monday. As you know, I'm not much of a duffer. I used to drink more. I learned that, you know, I drank less on this, eat water even at this point. But I did enjoy hanging out with Shirley and the folks at Radcliffe and watching the par three and watching everybody hit it. And Jeff and Don came out. But what a wonderful event. I want to thank you for inviting me out and everything we're doing for Mount Washington Pediatric and the people that were out there. But here's the rub. I would say thank you and be all magnanimous in any case. This is the first thing I did in 14 months to get out of the house. And it will always be the first thing I did, you know, what a BC, AC, after COVID, whatever we're going to call this, right?
Right, right. New normal. New normal. Post-COVID. NNPC. NNPC. New normal post-COVID. It was a blast. It was a great day. Raised a lot of money for Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital. We were thrilled to be the presenting sponsor for them this year. Tournament went off without a hitch. We had a spit of rain at 11 o'clock that you couldn't hardly even feel. That was a little pre-tournament drizzle. That went away fast. We went out and shot at 12. At 1 o'clock, the clouds cleared. The sun came out. It warmed up. It was a windy day. The golfers had a windy day to play, but raised a lot of money for a great cause at Mount Washington that does a lot of great things for a lot of great kids in our area. You talk about Baltimore Positive, man. They are it.
You know why so I took this picture? We had a couple pictures. Yeah, I dragged you and Paula out onto the golf course. And I'm like, look, we need to show how beautiful the golf course is because it was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
I had never been there during the daylight. I've been there for several nighttime events for Casey Cares and other things. So we took this picture. And the best part of the picture for me isn't how wild my hair is or windy or how beautiful Paula looks or how handsome you look or whatever. It's the fact that the sun was shining in the back. You know,
it's magnificent.
It shows you what a glorious day it was to be kind of outside and alive. And I did not hit a golf ball. I wanted to. At one point, I probably should have said to Don or Jeff, give me your club. Let me hit one. I didn't. I don't even know why I didn't. I was enjoying like talking to people, quite frankly.
Yeah. So I brought my own putter. I'm a putter. That's what I do because I'm a mini golf guy. I'm not a golf guy.
You're an Ocean City, you know.
I'm an Ocean City Bethany mini golf. You know, I got the Pirate's Mouth, the Dinosaurs, the Windmill. I'm all about that.
Hit it in there on hole number 18 to get the free game with the star, right? Hit it in the hole.
Free game. Got to beat the kid. Can't let the kid beat you in mini golf, you know. It's my competitive juice. Got
to
beat the kid.
Does he try to cheat or anything or no?
No. We just like to go out and play.
All right.
Take the family, go play some mini golf. The boy, the wife, me, we're all good. Boy sent me a picture this morning. You might pull, I don't have it. It's on, I think, his Facebook page, but sent me a picture this morning out his window. They have snow in Columbus. Snow on the ground in Columbus,
I had friends
Ohio.
In Buffalo this morning that had snow, and I'm like, that's why I don't live in Buffalo.
Amen, brother. Amen. But, So I had we had a couple foursomes out in the tournament. We had 120 golfers for the tournament. It was a beautiful day. Raskin Global had a few foursomes out there. I met up with each of them on the course during the day. And unlike you, I had my putter out. I did some putting. I had one great shot, two lousy shots. That's the way it goes. but like you said, it was a beautiful day. First event, big event I've been to since COVID started. I've been to some restaurants. I've been to some, you know, we flew out to Columbus. But this was the first. There was 120 people there.
That was the first thing we tried to do that was normal. Like literally, this is the first thing I've attempted that has not felt curbsidey or, and it wasn't not distance. It's just, I'm not a golfer. Didn't go to a golf course. I did go down to Compass Point last year once, but I haven't been at anything. How about this? And I talked a lot with Bill Cole earlier today about this. Right around this time last year is when I pulled my Google Calendar up and had to sort of throw the towel in. Yeah. You know, take everything out of my calendar, every flight, every vacation, every concert. There's a lot of concerts because I put concerts in that I don't go to. You know, I put them in there and say, if the weather's right, if it moves me right, the ticket price is right, I'll go see Sting that night or whatever. Yeah, but if I don't, you know, don't feel it that night or the ball game sounds like more fun or I got something else to do or I got work to do. But I put them all in and I took them all out. Your event was the first event I put in 5-6 weeks ago when you invited me. That was was the only thing. My wife would say, well, if we schedule this or that, I'm like, there's nothing in my calendar. You can schedule doctor's appointments, whatever. Dude, there's no travel. There's no concerts. There's no ball games. There's no nothing for the last 11 and a half months. This was the first time I put something in. And that sort of meant something to me. And I think that would mean something to everybody if you had that experience.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. I think for a lot of people that played, I heard from a lot of the golfers, this was great. This was our first time out in 6 months. This is our first time on a course this year. I haven't been out with people. You know, there was a post dinner, as you know, after the tournament, and people were spaced. But again, sitting with other people where you could look around the room, it was outside, it was magnificent, and see other people breathing freely, eating, drinking. It was a nice experience. It was a
good and great people. I mean, I met some awesome people. And the weird part was this, and I explained this earlier. Bill and I got into this about it because he's an Accelerant guy, hasn't been to any of those kind of events in a long time. And I said, here's the thing that weirded me out. I got there early, and the Ravens had their Liars luncheon on Monday, and I had to sort of disappear at 10:59 to go ask a question that never got answered. And I came back down the hill with my mask on, and there were a lot of people. When I left, there were 20 people. I knew four or five of you. I knew Jessica from looking at her eyes. Literally, I'm like, and that's weird when you know somebody from their eyes. You've known them 25 years. Like you, I know from your body style and who you are. Paula, I knew because I've known her a long time. But people that may know me from the radio, or people that I maybe might recognize but don't really know them in one way or another, without a mask, nobody recognized me, right? I mean, with the mask, it's my hair, and I don't look the sunglasses, the whole deal, right? So nobody recognized me, and I know a bunch of these men. I saw their names, right?
Yeah.
Mainly men. There were a few ladies, great too, right? Yeah. I saw golf cart names and stuff, and when I walked down with my mask on, it was really weird, Len. Like, it was like this. I know these people, and I know some of them would yell, hey, Nestor, hey, Nasty, how's your wife, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And no one said anything to me, and I didn't say anything, and I'm like, this is weird, because I know I would recognize some of these people. I didn't even recognize Molars. The Molars were talking to you, and I didn't know it was them. They had masks on, a Maryland hat. I'm like, oh, look, Leonard's making friends down there. Isn't that nice? And then I realized it was them.
You got the mask, a baseball cap, and sunglasses. You're anonymous, man.
You look like you're going to rob a bank with Art Carney and George Burns in a 70s movie.
You could all go rob banks. Absolutely. What a strange life this is. Think about it, man. You walk into a bank with a hat, glasses, and a mask.
So I get down to with you. You and Paula ditch me. I mean, you really did ditch me, right? Admit that.
We did. We did.
You ditched me.
We did. We did.
Right. She literally ditched me.
She said, we got to go. He'll walk around. He'll find people.
So I walked down to the Radcliffe hole. I asked where Don and Jeff were because I was going to walk a couple holes with them.
Yeah.
And I got down. And the way the course is designed is if they went one way, they're going to come back. And I'm like, well, this is great. I found a hole where two people would be arriving at the same
time. Two groups. Yep. 12 and 14.
So I'm getting eight people at a time at that hole going in two different directions. And if the first people I liked or they liked me, they'd be coming back in a half an hour. Right. So I found the perfect spot. Shirley had a chair. I didn't even use it. And she was lovely, and Radcliffe Jewelers, and we know a lot of the same people, and hello to Todd and everybody out there. So with my mask off now at the hole, everybody's coming by. Hey, Nestor, how's your wife? What's going on? How's the station? I heard about Baltimore Positive. Hey, I hear Trump's this. I hear Biden's that. Where's Don Mueller? So I had all of this, right? And it was like a full experience for me. And I think you saw I was pretty energized before you after.
Absolutely.
I'm like, man, I had a great day. I saw people all day. There were interesting people. Some of them knew me. Some of them didn't know me. Some of them liked sports. Some of them liked politics. Some of them liked talk business. And it was like a really rich, full, the food was great. So I just want to say, like, to everybody, get out and do something soon and engage with people again, because it's even people that didn't vote the same way I did, they're awesome too. How about that?
It's beautiful. Look, we are social creatures, man. We always talk about something financial. So we're talking about Washington. Let me give you some financial. I have a woman I was talking to yesterday on the line. And we're doing a Zoom client. She's been a client of mine for about 10 years. And 10 years ago, she said to me, 62. I'm retiring at 62. She was 53, so she has been 9 years. She said, at 62, I'm retiring. That's it. I'm done. And I said, great, we're going to get you there. So my job is to financially get you there. That's what I'm about. But you know what the world's about? The world's about, there's a lot of people that retire with plenty of money and die right after, soon after. And you know why? Because the social part of work is huge. It's who you are. It's the friends you have at the company. It's the people you talk to at lunch. You know, we do an exercise with people where we ask them to do a pictograph, we call it. We put a circle in the middle of a page, put your name in it. Then we ask you to draw some spokes off of that circle. And we ask you in each of those spokes to put the name of somebody that you spend at least a half an hour or an hour with every week in your life, not including immediate family. So people put down all these names. And then we make you put an X through the ones that have to do with your work. Who's left? And you know what, man? A lot of people have like under 3 or 4 people left. And what it tells you is you don't have a big social sphere outside of work. And when you retire, if you have 2 people in your life and they're busy, life becomes really ugly.
You better have like dog or get a cat.
You got to have a sphere of people. And one of the things that this coronavirus, this COVID has taught us, you know, people are depressed. Like you just said, man, get out, see people, hug somebody, get to see people, man, go to church, go to synagogue, go to the mosque, do whatever it is, because we are social creatures. And if we don't have those interactions with those other human beings, man, life is just a daily grind existence. And that's where people are getting depressed and burnt out and miserable and sad. And, you know, the sun.
Take two guys like you and me. We don't even like golf. You and I would never go golf together.
No,
we spent a day on a golf course. It was I think I had a little sunburn. I probably should have brought a little 15 out there, you know. And it was sort of like I called my wife when I left. I'm like, it's a golf event. I'll probably be home by 3:00. You know what I mean? Just sort of like I do a couple of hours, because that's why I'm with golf. Golf's a long day, right?
It is.
So it really is about who you spend it with. And, you know, I got to spend it with Jeff Mueller and Don Mueller and 100 other people that were awesome and fun. And people are so happy to be outside and doing it. Even the guys who weren't shooting well were having a great day.
Hey, because
a lot of those guys playing golf tournaments, they're good golfers and people that golf a lot. They were, and they have a little money and they've done it before and they've golfed in exotic places. Everybody was happy to be doing it right here, right now in 2021. And that sort of reminded me of, I think, what the roaring 20s are going to be. You know, getting into this period where whatever that beer at Merriweather, whatever that time at the beach with your family that you didn't get to do last year, there's going to be a real happiness. I think people want to be happy right now.
I agree. They're looking to get out. They're looking for positive, man. You got the right word there. They are looking for Baltimore positive. They've had enough of locked in, locked down, negative campaign, COVID. I hate to say it, you know, George Floyd, the riots, the protests. People want to be happy. They want to feel good about something. They want to get out and have a positive influence. I mean, this was not just playing golf. This was for a great charity. Everybody there was either a sponsor or paid to get out on that course and raise some money for a great cause. So not only do you feel good, but you're doing it for a good cause. I rode around and met up with a number of the foursomes, and I asked everybody, how you playing? I heard everything from we're playing great to the best one was we're playing. and that was beautiful. You know, we're playing, we're having a good time. We're out here. We're not. And it was a Monday. The other thing that was cool was it was a Monday and people were saying to me, man, what a great kickoff to a week. It's a Monday.
It has screwed my week up a little bit. Like, you know, in that way where like I woke up Wednesday and I'm like, Wednesday's my Bill Cole Leonard Raskin day. And it feels like early in the week and we're getting like to the other side of the week. Leonard Raskin is here. He manages
Wednesday
Money Raskin.
Feels like Monday.
No, absolutely, man. Tell everybody what you do. And I know you gave that story on the golf course a couple times, but more than that, there were some people there that could afford to be there because they've handled their money or business wise or, but at that point in networking and finding new people, I met your folks that were from up in Hanover. They had amazing stories about using land and, yeah. and growing organic vegetables. I mean, when you have wealth and you have abundance in your life, it then sets you up to not be a jerk, not be a miser, not be. It sets you up to do good things that make other people happy as well.
You know,
right?
capitalism is what makes the world happen. I don't care who you are or what you believe. You have to understand that capitalism is the greatest economic system in the history of mankind. Some people think, kind of as you just said, in the opposite. Some people think that people are out to screw everybody and make a fortune. No, the capitalist only wins if other people buy the product or service that they're selling. So when somebody has free will to choose what they want to buy and what they want to own, I mean, let's face it, here's my iPhone. The only reason Apple works is because
good looking kid you got there. I see him on there. Yeah, there you go.
Good looking kid. There we go. If people don't want to buy it, Apple doesn't succeed. Now, when Apple makes a ton of money, they get to be philanthropists. They get to give to the community. They get to do great things. So I have a number of clients who have done really well. Their businesses have been successful. Generations of family businesses, third, fourth generation, or new and up and coming companies. And when you do well and you choose, as you and I did, to write a check to Mount Washington, that's money that capitalism generated that helps those that don't generate it at this point in their lives to be better off. And I heard stories on that golf course of people whose kids were patients at the hospital and how great that hospital is and what it did for them and their family and their kids. And some people were there. I talked to one woman who was there. She has twin nieces that were in the hospital 5 years ago. She's a volunteer for the hospital. And 5 years ago, her nieces were in there and they couldn't afford the hospital stay, but the hospital doesn't care. The hospital takes care of kids, make sure that they get the care they need, the hugging and loving that they need and get home. And these kids are now 6 years old. They were there as preemies and they're now 6 years old doing great. This woman was so proud of the hospital and everything else. And those kids, their parents, they couldn't afford the hospital, but they did because Mount Washington took care of them. And so you said my client up in Hanover. Yeah, he's in a situation where his business has done well. And now he's talking about using family land from the business. They're talking about potentially solar energy opportunities. And under the solar energy opportunities, get this, repopulating the bee population. And this is a guy and a company, they could just take their money and blow it. It's not what they're about. Their mission is bigger than that. Their company values are bigger than that. They stand for something. And capitalism gives them the capability to do that. And we are the company that helps them understand how to use and operate and grow their wealth with purpose. So that, again, our line, Raskin Global, we empower people to choose their financial future. And we do a lot of philanthropy. Our clients do a lot of philanthropy. And it's a great thing that warms our heart. I was on the phone with another guy last week. He said to me, we were talking taxes because it's near tax time. He said, you know, I would so love to pay $100 million in taxes. Because you don't do that when you're making $30,000 a year. He said, I want to pay $100 million in taxes. That's my goal. I said, oh, that's a beautiful thing. He said, and I want to give $100 million to charity. I mean, how great is that?
That's a goal. You know,
you're helping the world and you're helping causes you care about. And you can only do that because you create value for other people. That's capitalism that they choose to buy. Not a government program, not a handout, not the government telling you what to buy, but right behind you, man, people bought those boats because they had the money to do so. And that meant boat manufacturers made money. And that meant boat employees made money. And that meant the guy that does the little rubber widget inside somewhere in that engine made money. And everybody gets a dollar because of it. And everybody has a proud life because they work for a living. And some people look at that boat and say, oh, that guy probably screwed people to get there. I don't buy it. Capitalism is the greatest system in the world. Capitalists create everything. There would be no government because government doesn't make money. The government takes tax revenue to do things. And there would be no tax revenue if there wasn't capitalists. It's the greatest engine in the world. And we help people understand how to do it, what to do, how to retire, how to put your kids through school, how to give to charity. All the great things that you can do with money when you have a purpose and you care, about what it is that you have it for, not just the sake of having it.
Great day on Monday with Leonard Raskin, Paula Bragg, and the folks out of Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital. Leonard Raskin's our guest, RaskinGlobal.com. Last thing for you, who are the Ravens drafting? Let's go.
I think a center. I think we're going for a center.
Oh, really? Think? All right. Do you think they're blowing smoke on the Bradley Bozeman at center thing? I listen. It's all – I left your golf course to go here 40 minutes of air of nothing.
Right.
I always learn who Ozzy and Eric like when they actually are on the clock and they
right.
pick.
Look, they take the best possible. How the heck did we get – I mean, look, Lamar, man, they got him last pick of the first round. We got some great tight ends. They find people that other teams just aren't interested in. Of course, you got the Alabama connection. Ozzy's going for Alabama. But those guys, you know, those studs are going to go in the top 10 or whatever. But somebody's going to fall and be right there waiting for him in the sweet spot. We're going to get great players. We always do.
Well,
I have faith.
It's fun that like football feels like it ended recently and now it's about to start up again. And we got baseball and we talked hockey last week. We got the Masters out of the way. We're going to run a horse race here in a couple of weeks. And before you know it, we'll be in Vegas watching the Ravens play. How about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let him ask you.
Eating crabs.
Crab cakes.
We're eating crab cakes.
Well, I mean, I'm going to have a crab cake with you. We already talked about that, right?
Absolutely.
Where's the place you're taking me? Where are we going?
We're going to Pappas.
Okay. That's fine. I hear Jimmy Jam's got something going on with Pappas too. So
that's it.
I don't want anybody thinking I stole this idea. So I'm going to make it my own. Everybody's going to hear about it coming up in the weeks ahead. I am Nestor. Beautiful. We are WNST.net AM 1570. We're going to talk some football. We're going to talk some business around here. We're certainly going to talk some baseball. Luke and I got into that last week as well. We are WNST.net AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.